Benson Garden Club. The club's February talk was Garden Ponds for Wildlife, delivered by Dr. Stephen Head. The talk passionately advocated his support for even the smallest wildlife garden pond. Pond habitats are under threat in the UK and in need of conservation, but Dr. Head was keen to highlight the role that garden ponds can play in terms of helping support wildlife. The best garden ponds are as good as the best countryside ponds of the same size. But any size of garden pond is valuable by introducing a new ecosystem into an area. Unsurprisingly, therefore, the talk was focused on creating wildlife garden ponds. It turns out that the formal decorative ponds aren't always very helpful for wildlife. Those with deep vertical sides limit the types of plants that can thrive and prevent animals getting in and out. Ponds for keeping fish aren't great for wildlife either, as fish tend to eat anything small and pond filters remove the plankton necessary for a healthy ecology. In terms of what does work, siting ponds away from overhanging trees, which will drop leaves into them, was one piece of sage advice, as was aiming for 30 to 75% vegetation surface coverage. Dr. Head was keen to stress that garden ponds aren't suitable for everyone. He highlighted important safety considerations. But if you do go ahead, he had many plant recommendations. To pick a few, royal fern and pickerel weed are both lovely marginal plants, and yellow water lily as a floating leaf plant. At the close of the talk, and to motivate us to get digging, he finished with photos of a beautiful wildlife pond. On Thursday the 6th of March, James Alexander Sinclair, a Vice President of the Royal Horticultural Society and a Fellow of the Society of Garden Designers, is giving a talk on the principles of planting. This renowned garden designer began his career as a landscape contractor and in 2022 was awarded the prestigious Vetch Memorial Medal for outstanding contribution to horticulture. James has been chair of the Chelsea Flower Show selection panel and since 2006 has been a Royal Horticultural Society Gardens judge. He has also become a well-known writer, contributing to many of the British horticultural publications. This should be an excellent talk. James is a compelling speaker and we look forward to having such a respected garden designer sharing various planting styles and where best to use them. Visitors are very welcome to attend and tickets are available for £12 each. Please email us to purchase, contact details to follow, or buy them in person from Derry's Den in 26 High Street, Benson. A reduced price of £6 for this talk is available for members. Then on the 3rd of April, we welcome back one of the club's popular speakers, Ray Broughton, speaking on peat-free soil. Ray trained at RHS Wisley and has been teaching a wide range of horticultural subjects for over two decades. Awarded a fellowship by the Chartered Institute of Horticulture for his services to horticulture, Ray was a senior lecturer at Sparshot College, sharing his passion for his work. For this event, it is £2 for members, £5 for visitors. Just turn up on the door, there is no need to book. Both events will be at our usual venue, Benson Parish Hall. Doors open at 7:15 p.m. for a 7:45 start. Further information about this thriving club can be found on our website, bensongardeningclub.weebly.com, or please feel free to email bensongardeningclub@gmail.com. And that was written by Liz Harrison.